Homefront by Chuck Logan, read by Joe Barrett.
Prologue, December 17th, Stillwater, Minnesota. Broker was looking at women's long underwear in the J.P. Ash Otter Fitters store in downtown Stillwater when he got the call. Outside at the curb, a 7-foot spruce was cased in plastic netting in the bed of his Toyota Tundra. Last night, Nina and their daughter Kit had raided the local Target store for a cart full of lights to string on the house and the tree. The boxes of decorations had been dusted off, opened, and laid out in the living room. It was going to be the first real Christmas together in 4 years that didn't involve Nina, or Nina and Kit, flying in from Europe. He was debating which color lightweight capelline to buy, the red chili heather or the purple sage heather. Either color would complement Nina's ruddy, freckled complexion, her green eyes and amber-red hair. She had been making steady progress with the rehabilitation on her shoulder, and he had purchased new cross-country ski gear for the family. Nina thought her shoulder might be good enough to lightly hit the trails up north by the middle of January. His eyes drifted out the window at the black iron girders of the old railroad lift bridge that spanned the St. Croix River. The top of the structure feathered off in the haze of an unseasonably warm drizzle. Hopefully the snow would hold up north, he was thinking. Then the phone rang. He flipped it open and hit answer.
Mr. Broker, this is Brenda from the office at Stonebridge Elementary. Your daughter has been waiting for someone to pick her up for over 40 minutes.
Huh? I'm on my way. Be right there. What the hell? Rain, shine, or snow?